You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today I'm at the Frick Art Museum here to see their wonderful new collection from the New York Frick Collection. It's a collaboration, once-in-a-lifetime event, Vermeer, Rembrandt, and Monet, all those wonderful masters, as well as some things from Helen Clay Frick as well. And I'm here with Amanda Gillen, who's a director of learning here at the Frick. And we're going to talk about some programming that's happening around this amazing exhibit. So, Amanda, what kind of programming do you have around this exhibit that relates to music? Because there's quite a lot.
Hi, thank you so much for being here and for giving me the chance to talk about our programs. We have a full slate of programs that actually kick off next weekend and will run through the run of the show through the summer. We are starting with music, actually, quite early. Next Sunday, April 14th at 4 o'clock, we have the Trio Granado presenting La Palette des Sons, a concert featuring French Impressionist and Dutch Baroque music. So Paula Tuttle, the cellist Paula Tuttle, is organizing that. It'll be in the auditorium here in the Frick Art Museum at 4 o'clock, and there's a light reception afterward along with a chance to see the exhibition. So the music they are playing is inspired by the show, and then everyone who attends will have exhibition admission included and get to spend some time with the art after the concert. So that's one, and then we have another special musical program on Sunday, May 5th at 4 o'clock. It's a little bit of a funny time, but it works well for our audience to come at the end of the day and then have the museum all to ourselves, which is part of the specialness of the program, is that, you know, after the performance is over, again, you get to be with the art. But on Sunday, May 5th, we are partnering with the Pittsburgh members of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. They'll be presenting a music for exhibitions type concert where Don Breen, our curator, will talk about the symphony, and the Frick will together select several works in the show. Don, our curator, will talk about the painting, and then the musicians will play a piece inspired by it or chosen for it. So that will be another wonderful performance. Registration for both of these and all of our programs are up on the Frick website.
Oh, wonderful. So it's very immersive trying to collaborate with music and art in a way that I feel like Henry and Helen would appreciate, because it definitely enhances the experience of the art.
Absolutely. And actually, the Frick Art Museum, where we are right now, was built by Helen Clay Frick in 1970. And the auditorium, if some of you know it, is a 1970 auditorium. We still have the original pink seats and the pink curtains. And it was envisioned and built specifically by Helen Clay Frick for music performances such as this. I mean, she was a lifelong music lover, and we carry that tradition on today. We actually have a curator of performance events, Cato Amoros, who programs music for all of our exhibitions. So if you haven't come for any of our performances, we'd love to have you join us.
Well, that's wonderful. And then you also have a couple of really interesting events. They're day trips, so they're not just here at the Frick Museum. You go all over. I think it's a Cary Blast Furnace, and you also go to Overton, which is where Frick lived or grew up in. Can you tell me about that?
Oh, I'd love to, because I'm so excited about these programs. So we did plan. So I would encourage anybody who comes to see this exhibition to also, if you have time, tour Clayton, which is the historic home of Henry Clay Frick and his family that is part of our museum site. We're actually a sort of compound or complex with multiple museums and about 6 acres. So the Frick family lived here in Pittsburgh from 1883 until 1905. They never sold Clayton. It stayed in the Frick family, and it is one of the most authentic historic homes you will ever see. We have a new tour called Gilded Not Golden that explores the year of 1892 and really delves into Henry Clay Frick as a person and an industrialist, and what it meant to have that kind of power in Pittsburgh, and how the Pittsburgh that was shaped by Frick and others is what we still live with today. So we're using this beautiful exhibition of Vermeer, Monet, Rembrandt to also explore Gilded Age Pittsburgh. And these two day trip programs are really meant to help visitors do that. So on Saturday, April 20th, it's a full day program titled Landscape and Environment. We will start here at the Frick with a targeted tour. We'll go inside Clayton and take a look at some of the works in the house that are, there's this interesting idea of industrialists, not just Frick, but others who were essentially kind of decimating the landscape with industry, buying pastoral and beautiful scenes of nature and having those things in their homes. So we'll tour Clayton. We will see some works in the VMR exhibition, and then we'll have lunch here, and then head over to the Cary Blast Furnace over in Homestead. Rivers of Steel is an incredible partner. They are an incredible organization in the city, and it will be an amazing contrast to look at the works in the show and then go over and you know, stand in the Cary Blast Furnace and what's left of it in Homestead. So love to have people join us for that. Transportation is on your own, I should just say that, but we will make it very easy for everybody to get around. And then the other day program, you're correct, it's taking everybody out to West Overton Villages, which is out in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit further. It's going to take about 45 minutes to get from the Frick to West Overton, but the format will be the same. We'll start here and we'll really delve into Henry Clay Frick's story here at the Frick Pittsburgh, and Helen too, because she actually, after Frick dies in 1920, buys West Overton. It was still in the family. It was where Frick was born and raised, essentially. It became affiliated with the Historical Society of Westmoreland County, and it's now run as a lovely and wonderful museum site. They are distilling whiskey. There will be a whiskey tasting. Henry Clay Frick's grandfather was a distiller, Old Overholt Whiskey. There's so much to see, and we're excited to partner with really talented staff out there and put together a day program that delves deep into the life of Henry Clay Frick and what that meant and what he meant to our region. So we're very grateful to our partners for wanting to work with us on these.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds amazing. And so many different things that you can do to engage in this once-in-a-lifetime exhibit, as well as Pittsburgh. So very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And do you have kids coming to see this exhibit as well?
We do. We will have some summer programming, like our summer Fridays. Families are absolutely welcome. We'll have the show open for some of those. We have a really robust field trip program here at the Frick. People don't always think of our museum as being child-friendly, but we have museum educators who do wonderful things in the galleries. A lot of singing, a lot of touchables, and a lot of art making. Our field trips are actually really booked for the spring. We have a number of schools coming to see this exhibition specifically, but certainly any students or families who are out there are welcome to come as a self-guided group. We have some guidelines on our website. You can get tickets and come. And it's lovely that this exhibition runs over the summer. We're hoping a lot of families have time to come and be here with us. We also have a family gallery guide and an activity sheet for the Vermeer Money Rembrandt exhibition. So any parents out there, if you're coming with your kiddos, we have that to help you go through the show and help them do some looking at art.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I always, as a kid, interactivity is the best.
Oh, yeah, I got to look in and doing things. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The Summer Fridays that we have, talking about music, I just want to mention this last thing, if I could. Our Summer Fridays, I'm just flipping through my pages. On Friday, July 14th, we do 4 summer outdoor concerts every summer. It's been 20-plus years. We have Daphne Alderson, who is singing that night. She's in inspired by the VMR exhibition. It's going to be sort of a farewell Friday night to the show. It's right before it closes. And we will have the exhibition open that night as well, and art making and food trucks and just a lot of fun. So there are many different ways through programs and what's happening to engage with the show.
Yeah. And as a director of learning here at the Frick, what are you most excited about this exhibit?
I'm excited about a lot. I just said earlier that I actually sort of teared up when I went in the galleries. I've been here a long time, and, you know, to be able to bring works to Pittsburgh that never leave the Frick collection. I mean, this is a remarkable once-in-a-lifetime experience that happened, I think, because of the relationship we have with the Frick collection, because of the stories of our two institutions. These paintings will never leave the Frick collection again, and they are here, and they are in our city, and we are their caretakers for a few months, and we get to program with them and share them, and that is incredibly exciting, and it'll never happen again. So I just feel very honored and privileged to be able to do this work and to help bring this to our city for the summer. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, well, Pittsburgh is really appreciative that you're working on this.
Thank you for coming and wanting to see it.
Of course. It is the Vermeer, Rembrandt, and Monet exhibit. It'll be on at the Frick Art Museum from April 6th to July 14th. I believe I have those dates right because they're everywhere. Yes, aha, I was right. So come check it out. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Amanda Gillen, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me. I hope to see everyone at our programs. Thank you so much.